Amen. I Shabbat Setting us up because there's all the nigunim you sang were mamish, were not connected to tonight's theme. So I think the cat gave you some good secrets. The cat from before. First and foremost, it's very good to be back. I'll be honest. I love Eretz Yisrael. There's an Indian to being with Chavirim. Chavirim is the bechinas of Eretz Yisrael. So to be able to be together, to be together, to be able to grow together in davening and learning. For me, it's literally the highlight of my week, so thank you very much. I know it can be busy, especially Game 7. You're watching it before, I'll watch it after. But to take a little time, be able to connect, to reconnect, to come out of Rosh Chodesh a little bit and start off on the right foot, really, really appreciate it. So I had a lot of feelings in Eretz Yisrael. Rosh Hashem was there for a long time. But one feeling I kept on having over and over again, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Jewish people, just everyone. It might look different down at the Kotel. Come together for a minute, and it's like you have different stripes and this and that. I had the schuss to go to the Kotel 4 times. The Thursday after Yom Kippur, Shabbos after Yom Kippur, and Erev Shabbos Chol Moed and Shabbos Chol Moed. Erev Shabbos Chol Moed, I go with one of my daughters. And going inside the kotel, you know, all the way in, looking for a minion, can't find a minion. Now I find a minion, okay. Start our own minion. Showing next thing you know, we got a minion, Baruch Hashem. We get up to Yishtabach. Next thing you know, there's this guy. This guy comes, like 10 of his 11 students, a Hasidisha guy. He says, we need your bimel. Just give us 4 minutes. I was like, what? Like, where am I? Like if you go to, like, can you imagine going to BRS, getting up to Yishtabach, and someone coming with the Sefer Torah, I'm like, sorry, if I just give us 5 minutes. And the guy hands out the laning. And like, we're like waiting on the side. Like, okay, just chill. It's Yerushalayim. And like, no one, like, everyone like looked funny. Like, no one gave any death stares. But I was like, okay, this is Yerushalayim. We're all in family. It happens to be that actually that minion, I lost my sitter. And so the next day, I said, Shana, let me find my sitter. But there's one place, I didn't find it. There's one place you could lose your sitter, Taco. You know it's going to be in good use. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack, you know, looking for your sitter. And that's so Yerushalayim. To be able to find it.
Yeah, sure.
I kind of don't want to find it anymore.
So anything.
Yeah. I know the Tfirah Meir Malan Eis. I'm pretty sure his. I can tell you stories about that. That feeling another time. But I kept on having that same feeling of Achdus, and so I thought we would talk about that tonight. So we look inside the Tefer Shlomo. Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Kimala Haaretz Chamas. The land is filled. Chamas. Rashi says, what is this word of Hamas? Not just the terrorist organization, yeah. But Hamas means like robbery, corruptness.
It could mean them too.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Perish Rashi. Rashi says, Lo nechtam gzardinim elo ala gezel. You want to know why when Hashem decided when he was going to bring the marble? Not when there was immorality happening. Not when people were stealing each other's wives. You know when Hashem decided, okay, this generation is getting the flood? When they started stealing from each other. Let me ask you a question. If you're Hashem, what's worse? Adultery or stealing? I would think that like one of the big three is pretty big deal. Yeah. But Rashi says no. Lo nechtam gzardinim elo ala gezel. Right? We see that the word of nechtam, the word comes from the word chasima. Gemara chasiva tova for us and our family. Right? We hold in the chasiv shevel still. Till by Chanukah. By Chanukah, and that's by Shavuot, and it's by Purim, Pesach. The whole year. Mamash, keeping the whole year. Next thing you know, you're by Rosh Hashanah already. Lo nechtam gzardinim elo ala gezel. So the Tefer Shlomo lived in the 1800s. He's trying to understand what is so bad about Gezel that's what decided to put Hashem over the top. You give real Yitzchak, yeah? Okay, you steal a little bit. Shkoich. Guy's not looking. Take a little. Little Hershey bar, little Kit Kat bar. The Chora ain't a mover. Ma bekash shekozel Hashem ishme Israel. Ma kol chayim amonim chavil lefan of Hashem ishbach. Why does Hashem care about the money so much? That's what he's going to decide. That's what he's going to decide. Will to bring the entire house down, literally the whole entire house down, the world down. So that's exactly what he says. Ribbono Hashem was willing to let everything else slide. The father was willing to let everything else slide, but he said, "You can't get along with each other.
You don't respect each other's space.
You're not living. You're not living with the Havas Yisrael. We talked about from Rosh Hashanah. You're not living with that kindness and care. You could be doing the worst things in the world, and they were doing the worst things. But as soon as they started stealing from each other, and your disrespect, and there wasn't love, like you were singing Laman Achai and Yishalom, telling you, and you were thinking about Yerushalayim." Those were all the goodim that the Hashem wrote from Avos Yisrael. At the end of the day, Hashem says it's not worth it. But look by the underline over there. B'zchus zeh rachem aleinu Hashem. Remez kenu. Ki adei sheis oru midas harachmas b'maseim atovim akol asher hayu b'seiva. Adei ken yisgolu rachma mishamayim aleim. As long as they were being kind and caring to each other down here, the Rabbono Hashem was willing to give them everything. To have a corrupt world.
Yeah.
Corrupt. Doing the worst things. But what happened? The bottom line. But then things changed. Things changed for the worse in interpersonal relationships. The chen dor mabel elo hayu lahem rachmanosh ish alar eyo. Look over the page. If they just would have been a little more kind to each other, az mida kinegemida misora rachmanos Hashem aleim, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have been kind to them. Kadosh Baruch Hu would have looked the other way. Ava kimala haratz chamas b'bneim lo hayu lahem rachmanos lachem nechtam gzardino. Because they weren't kind to each other. Because they weren't caring to each other. Ribbono Shel Olam said, enough is enough. So it could be such a simple Torah. Such a simple, simple Torah. But I feel like this is Yiddishkeit 101. It could be the biggest Talmid Chacham. But at the end of the day, if you're not holding the door for the person behind you going to shul, Rav Shlomo says, Maisa, I think he was once by the Kotel, and you know, people by the Kotel, there are people coming for money, and sometimes it's hard to focus, especially some places in Yerushalayim. Literally, you're trying to daven, you're not sure if you're davening, if you're in a shul, or it's very hard. So Rav Shlomo says a story that there's this guy who came to guy davening, he asked him for money, and the guy pushed him away. He said, I'm davening. So Rav Shlomo said, I mean, he says it in a very Rav Shlomo voice, he said, at the end of the day, your davening is very nice, but going to your father, but your father just saw how you treated your brother. Your tefillah is not, it's just partially not going to get answered. That's why if you're really looking at Nusach Sfardi and a Nusach Sfard Siddur, if you look inside the Siddur, Ashkenazim, I'm not sure if it's, I haven't seen it in the corner article yet. But if you look right before Ma Tovu, what does it say there? It says there a person should take upon themselves one mitzvah before davening, every davening. What's that mitzvah? The mitzvah of Ahavta Lecha Kamocha. It's brought down by the Arizal. If you actually go to the Arizal's kever, maybe on our Boca trip, next trip to Tzfat, if you go to the Arizal's kever in Tzfat, you see it's written on his tzion, it's written on his tombstone, that the Arizal said, before a person davens, a person should think about the mitzvah of the Ahavta Lecha Kamocha. He says, you should take upon yourself the mitzvah of Ahavta Lecha Kamocha. Why? It's Pasha. Before you go to your father, before you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachem, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, yeah, you're davening for your friends or you're just davening for yourself? You're caring about your friends or you're caring about yourself? My wife showed me a great article. I forgot the name of the blog, but if you type his name in on online, his name is Donnie Joseph. He's a friend of mine. He's a psychologist in New York. He works in DRS. He's a great guy. He's very open about his past, about his present. He's a psychologist and, you know, he's had some struggles, but one thing he was saying, he wrote a letter to his mother, and he wrote an open letter to a lot of people, and he said, the main reason why he feels that people are depressed, and people are, especially in our generation, people struggle from mental illness, is because they're so focused on themselves. He says, the key to caring, the key to happiness, the key to true simcha, is when you stop focusing on yourself. You stop focusing on yourself and you care about someone else.
It comes later.
What?
It becomes later.
Yeah, because when you realize you're not worrying about yourself, you're caring about someone else. You're so busy with caring about other people. Yeah, I mean, he writes it much more beautifully, much more poetically. You'll see it if you type it in, it's so beautiful. That's exactly what the Baruch Hashem is telling. And I believe in the Amish in this Torah. Kimal Aratz Chamas, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm willing to look the other way. But as long as you guys can get along, no problem. You start stealing, just proper respect of someone else's belongings. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's enough. So, I thought it would be appropriate to say a maisa from the Rishner. The Rishner Rebbe's yartzeit, I believe, is Gimel Cheshvan, which is Shabbos. Yesh Kodesh is Motzei Shabbos. I'm going to be in Mitzvah Shem with the Rebbe, and I'm going up tomorrow night for my grandfather's yartzeit. So it's chus to represent everyone together in Mitzvah Shem. Yosef Karduner, and it's going to be very nice. Yesh Kodesh is the rabbi killed in the Warsaw Ghetto. He had every reason to get out. He said he wouldn't leave. He would not leave his family, and his family was killed, but he would not leave his students. He had a passport to get out of Warsaw, and he said, I'm not leaving. And they found the Yesh Kodesh written after, and I have learned Rebbe Shabbos, it's right behind you. That's Avos Yisrael. Having a passport and not leaving. Well, we'll see. Maybe you'll say a maisa from him another time. But tonight, say a maisa. I'm just going to read it inside because it's so beautiful. Rabbi Sol of Rajin paid a surprise visit to his chassidim and found them sitting around a table, eating and drinking. The Rebbe frowned, clearly disappointed at the actions of his students. One among them stood and said, Rebbe, I heard that Rav Pinchas of Kurtz, one of the earlier Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, once said that at a gathering, where chassidim are together, and you're being kind, and you're being in friendship, it's likened to the mitzvah of Torah study. Likened. Not saying it is, it's likened. Rabbi Sol said, I'm not going to contradict Rav Pinchas' Kurtz, but the mashal depends on how the thing is done. But all you're doing is talking and eating, the student said. As long as we recite the proper brachos, how can we do this incorrectly? We're sitting around being kind to each other. What's going on here? So the Rishon replied, it's a matter of intention. If you place yourself last, that others may go first, then your act is selfless and kaddish, it's holy. But if you place, like Gabe before, Gabe wasn't worrying about his own cup of water, so he was giving everyone else water. Sorry to embarrass you, but not. If you place yourself first, it's selfish and smacks of idolatry. Now you're going to do it every week, and everyone's going to be like, oh, it's only because you wanted to be coach. Good. If you do something another for someone else or for Hashem, with no thought of reward or gain, you are hallowing the deen and uplifting the act. In that case, your action is holy. But when you do something to further your own ends, and your own self, and your own report card, and your own resume, you are debasing the deen and concealing Hashem. In that case, your action is sinful. Still not satisfied, the Chassid said, Rebbe, the Rishoner, please, what if my action is itself is sinful, but my intention is pure? I mean, I did the wrong thing, but my intention is pure. What if Chas v'Shalom, I speak ill of another to save a friend from being hurt? Is that also a sin? Said the Rishoner, Kavana is everything. Whatever your intention is everything. If your intention is for Hashem, the Shem Shemaim, which means if it's for the good for the other, and not to benefit yourself, even a sinful act can reveal the light of Hashem. Well, the Rishoner wasn't saying now to go start sinning, but what the Rishoner was saying, that at the end of the day, a person's his whole entire essence always has to be constantly on what he could do for someone else. You could be in the middle of nowhere, but that one text message, or that one thing you do, that's everything. You'd be standing in public, it's all about where your head is. And that's how the original Rebbe lived his life, and that's what the Baal Shem Tov preached his entire life. Every Jew counts, every person counts, to be able to find the godliness within every Jew. I thought this is a very important way to be able to start off the year. Because it's something that we really strive in, and it's something one of the things that we really, that our Chabura, or whatever, our Chavra here gets together, that's something that you could feel, that energy. It's that energy of, we're all in this together. We're just trying to do our best in it together, filled with love, kindness.
That's a Roshir one.
Please.
From Shlomo, but it's in the name of Meir Parmeshran. He says that Noach is Tzaddik, but there was still Noach was a tzaddik in this generation. But he says, the Rashi says, there are those that say this and those that say that he would be a bigger tzaddik if he lives in a different generation. And there are others that say this. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yesh Rabbeinu, from our Rebbe's Darshenu, Darshan, V'yesh Darshenu. Reb Shlomo says, was it harder to keep Shabbos in Russia or in Yerushalayim? If he's already, I mean, some, you know, and Noach, he says, is the only time the word tzaddik is used. But Yosef, it's in the Gemara, it's not in the Torah. Mm. They don't call Yosef a tzaddik. Mm. It's only Noach, the only tzaddik.
Yishmer Abosinu is by Shevach, but Yesh Omrim
is
by
there are
others, but not Rabbis.
The words of Bakavschus is that we should say, you know, if they're saying, but you lived in Bar Park, you think you'd be so from, you know, like, that's, you know, so that it's a really, it's amazing, because that's exactly what the Rashi says. But in Yeshiva, I never was taught that. I was taught the Yesh Tanai.
Like
50-50. Right, you're right, right?
I've got to understand to have that positive outlook. Shmizoch Bez Hashem to Mamish, live in and feel it every single day. Mm-hmm. End up with a niggin?
No.
Beautiful. Shkav and Arpim Hashem. As with early for me. Yirah
you have a particular niggin you like?
This is your show, man.
So far, you had a great set list.
Yeah.
So I didn't prepare, I just showed
doesn't
up.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's even better.
Maybe each quarter's niggin. Each quarter's niggin.
I don't have a good time.
The yacht turned up and she'll.
Oyo, oyo. Khoide, khoide. Ram khashfun, ram khashfun.